And if this, the committee really is not empowered as such to do anything, it has to come to the LSP. And when it comes, in addition to the survey of the staff, there is going to be, there are going to be personal interviews with managers, department heads, etc. The first step is that we wish to give this survey to Bernard White and Don Rojas to comment about what they think about the survey, whether they want to add something or have a suggestion about it. The second will be that the LSV has to pick a number of people from the board who will then interview the department heads and so forth and so on. That cannot, this most has to be done in an executive session, actually in a confidential kind of thing, that so you cannot just have, it must be members of the board that are doing that, not even members of the evaluation committee. I mean, they can be board members of the evaluation committee, but not the target. So that would be the first thing, is to provide copies of the survey to Bernard and Don. The second thing is to, which we would like to do tomorrow. By July 12th, we would like to start scheduling meetings with management and senior staff. By July 19th, we would like to mail to all paid and unpaid staff the surveys, and we return no later than August 2nd. They will be collated and collated. Meetings by August 6th should be completed with management, senior staff, etc. The LSP members of the interview committee will meet to determine how and when to meet with Lamar. A meeting will be held with him. LSP members alone will determine the course of action. The members of the board will meet in executive. The entire board will meet in executive session to make a final decision. Now, I also want to make it clear to people that it is not in the purview of this board to make a decision about whether or not somebody gives me a general manager or a program director is retained. We can only make a recommendation to the executive director. If there is an agreement between, if you get to have an agreement between the board, the local board, and the executive director on whatever the action is that is being proposed, then it is not a problem. If the local school auditors, the process is that the local board makes proposes an action to the executive director of the Civica. If there is no agreement between the two of them, that those two units, the local board and the executive director, it is the Civica National Board that makes the final decision. So that is the process. And the committee had agreed that this will be, this whole process should be completed by the middle of September. So that is the process. Yeah. I will have a proposal that the survey be done in such a way that it's absolutely kept confidential. Who is answering? So people don't have any hesitation about saying yes or no. And finally,
Eurocentric.
So that's really it.
Order.
I don't even reach that.
Ustedes no usan tu vida por cada vez.
You, I'm going to try and go to the board. I'm going to go challenge your license.
You try.
I am.
I'm going to fix my hair.
Well, watch me do it. I'm going to go after his license for what he did. He violently attacked me. Yeah, he violently attacked me. No, I'm going to file it on my own. Okay. I don't know who. The person who runs this.
Everyone in the room. As soon as it becomes quiet, I'll be able to speak. Thank you very much. I'm sorry to interrupt. I am a member. Once again, I'm sorry if I'm coming across rude. That is not my intention. I am an employee of theater for the new city. We are more than happy to have you here in the theater, but I will tell you one thing. If I see someone get hit one more time, I will call the police. I don't understand what's going on. It's not my business. We are letting you utilize this facility as a courtesy from my executive director, Crystal Field. Please don't let me report to her what is happening. I would really like for you all to respect one another and conduct things accordingly. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Chairman,
a lot of people are welcome to come to meetings, and that's true of all kinds. And or a function of the bylaws. So what happened is that we, the members of the committee, passed the resolution to pass the survey, et cetera, to start this process that I just outlined, and to bring it to the board tonight. A number of people at that meeting did not agree, and it was very, we were there till midnight, it was a very long and difficult meeting. It was voted in, however, it was, I just want to make clear that people did not, that not everybody agreed with it. It's by far carried in terms of the voting numbers. So that's one thing. The other thing is that a resolution from the unpaid staff organizing committee was brought to the committee. And I don't have a copy of it. I thought Eric was for us. But essentially, it said that since we had not involved them in, they said that since we had not involved them in the development of the survey, that we should start all over again, essentially. And, now, I want to make it clear that we have made a decision to survey the entire staff, those who are in AFTRA, the paid staff, and those who are in the unpaid staff organizing committee, so that we would give everybody an opportunity to have their say. We did not, were not asked by AFTRA to do anything in particular, and we did not go to USAC. Frankly, it is my experience in my world, in the nonprofit world, and I think in any world, that the employees in a union bargaining unit do not determine how to evaluate their boss. Opportunity to have their say in a whole variety of ways, and therefore, and all those will be taken into consideration in this, and there are many parts of this. I just want to repeat that. There's a survey from the staff. There are meetings with the general manager and the program director. There are meetings with the department heads and other management, and it's a combination of all of that will determine your final outcome. However, I'm waiting for a copy of the result. But in any case, I want to let you know what happened at the meeting. But the fact is it was not voted in. So I'm here to ask you, as the board, to take these actions, to let us continue to get the survey out to staff, to get the survey to immediately to John and Bernard, and for comment, not for administering it. The resolution that we did not pass said the Unpaid Staff Organizing Committee requests participation by USAC and AFTRA unions in the development of the Program Director Evaluation Survey. We will decide at a later date as to whether to provide a mail list for this purpose. Just to clarify, those board members who have not been involved in this, a couple of us thought that it's very complicated to get an accurate list of the people who work at VAR. So we thought that it would be helpful if ADRA and USAC would, we would prepare the mailing, but they would actually do the labeling. However, that's no longer necessary. Apparently, we're able to get a correct list from Pacifica. So that's what happened at the meeting, and here we are.
Board members,
speak. Over there. Captain, did you report? Thank you. The majority of people who were in the room during that committee meeting disagreed with the process. And USOC not only said that it wants to be involved in the evaluation survey or so-called survey, but that USOC, the union that has a contract with the station and Pacifica, regardless of what anybody else thinks, should be involved in the development of the entire process. That is what USOC said. And further, the letter, and so we did comment on, you know, after the vote was made by those who vote about what could be done, we did comment on the letter, we did comment on the survey, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I think, you know, Kathy, that in asking people here to support what you said, you need to read the letter that was critically reviewed and changed the cover letter that would go out with the so-called survey. But in the meantime, USOC does not approve of this process because we were not involved, and we discourage the unpaid staff organizing committee from participating in this process. We do not speak for ASTRA, but we absolutely say that you cannot exclude members of the family from developing the plan for the family, and that includes any evaluation of management as well.
United behind certain people in the world, because I'm Minister Brown, who are against hate radio, and I support this call against hate radio, because I would like to, this block, please expand actually hate radio to
you. You are out of order.
You're out of order. Against people of color. I'm concerned about that, so I would like to join this club and really possibly change that opinion, but I do support your effort to drive out people from. Thank you.
Big sports promotion. I think that it is disingenuous to say that anybody of color was systematically denied the vote. The truth is that you had to put in the work, you had to be there at the meeting to which the effort to create this evaluation was developed in order to have a vote. You could not come after the work was done and then have your voice heard to neglect the work and to say that it should not go forward. I implore those people who are here today to applaud the hours and hours of work that went into developing this school to make sure that it does go out, that it has the input of the cover director.
Okay. I am here for two dollars. I'm here to support you again. I want to discuss another chance.
I think there's a group of people who are out to keep them at any cost. And in between is what we try to do in this committee, which was to find a middle ground where we could be as fair as possible, and therefore we use what a job description. That's what you're supposed to do, what your job description says. And the questions are, did you do them? Did you not do them? Did you do some wonderfully? Did you do some lousy? Did you forget to do two of them? It's not complicated. That's what evaluations do. And I think that the...
To live up to the job description under which that person is hired. I have never gotten to say anything.
Give me yours.
Order, order, order. Order, please, order. All right. The motion on to make arrangement with the general manager to distribute the survey to all members of the staff. And resolve that the WPA local station board empowers the chair of the local station board to establish a PO box for the LFB that will be accessible and accept on a specific date by the chair of the local station board, Virgil Ramos, the vice chair, Mariana Gaston, and the chair of the Management Evaluation Committee, Kathy Bowman, for the purpose of collecting the program director's survey and tabulated under observation in the public space, and resolve that the cost of the milling will be paid by donation from members of the WPAI local station board.
It's
worse than the reason. All those opposed?
I like